Greetings and welcome to Don't Call It Jazz, KISU's very own listening hang from a jazz musician's point of view. I'm your host, Jonathan Armstrong. I'm a professional musician, a saxophone player and composer, as well as the director of jazz studies at Idaho State University. Today's show, we are going to be celebrating all of those recent graduates who weren't able to be celebrated due to the global pandemic and subsequent social distancing rules. And so I wanted to make a show to celebrate y'all the way that I know how, and that's with New Orleans party music. So we're digging deep into the bayou. We're going to listen to some Zydeco. We're going to listen to some Dixieland, some jazz, some funk, and everything in between. And everything is meant to celebrate you and your accomplishment. And we're going to kick it off with that classic New Orleans dirge, When the Saints Go Marching In by Louis Armstrong.
Gentlemen, for such a lovely audience as usual. It's a pleasure being on the bill with Claude Luther and all the boys. Pauline and their cats. The boys gonna take a little bow right quick, so give them a nice hand. Stand up, Billy Kyle, right there. Come on there. Buddy Catlett right there. Tyree Glenn right here. Eddie Shue right there, Jewel Brown right here, Danny Barcelona right here, the old Satchmo right here. Thank you. Thank you. And before we say goodnight, let's go in this last one now, everybody. Da 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 da. Hello, darling. Hello. I think that you have back when you been now. You looking swell, darling. I can tell, darling. You keep blowing, keep blowing. You still don't stop. I feel the room sway and the band playing one of our old favorite tunes from way back when. Come rap, fellas, a lender in empty lap, three times. Darling, don't forget my baby. Don't you ever forget my baby. Darling, don't forget my baby. Good night.
our chopper tool and we got up some. If it wasn't for the reefers and the low-down pill, old Jack wouldn't have slipped down the mud as hell. Now the only thing that's gonna make them mad, see, I got the gang they wish they had.
That's the Wild Chapatulas with their song Here They Come off their 1976 self-entitled album. The Wild Chapatulas were a Mardi Gras Indian tribe, which is a phenomena unique to that region. With the roots go back to the 1700s, when enslaved African people would go and intermingle and share in culture and music with local Native American tribes. Every year at Mardi Gras, you see all the different Mardi Gras Indian tribes go out there and march and sing music and celebrate their lineage. So in 1976, this group, the Wild Chapatulas, this tribe, hired some local musicians in order to flesh out some of their traditional music and release this album. And those local musicians turned out to be the Neville Brothers. And if you haven't heard of the Neville Brothers, they're absolute New Orleans musical royalty. And they helped define the New Orleans sound. They helped invent funk music, and they're just absolute brilliant musicians. It's a whole incredible, important musical family. And one of those groups they formed in the mid-60s was the Meters. The Meters is a funk group and considered, along with James Brown, to be the innovators of the music, of funk music. And when you listen to the Meters, there's something really incredible about it, and including this song we're about to hear. It's very laid back, it's very smooth, and it's like a Sunday stroll on a real humid day. So please enjoy one of my very favorite Meters songs, Ease Back. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the Neville Brothers with their song Hey Pocky Way off their 1981 album Fayou on the Bayou. Yeah, the Neville Brothers, just absolutely brilliant musicians and a really important musical family. You can hear their influence in pop and funk music throughout the ages, and they did such a good job of cultivating that really easy groove, and everything always sounds so great. Such great vocalists, great instrumentalists. Moving on, we're going to listen to some Zydeco music. Zydeco is all a really specific music to New Orleans. It combines French music with American country and funk in this just absolutely incredible way. And once you hear Zydeco, you notice it instantly. It is probably some of the best party music in the world. And we're going to listen to Queen Ida. Queen Ida is an accordion player and vocalist, born as to a Creole family of musicians and rice farmers in Lake Charles, Louisiana. She actually grew up speaking French then. And growing up, she sat in with a bunch of different bands and was always musical, but she made her money as a bus driver and cooking for different bands and just being a chef in general. And she signed her very first record contract when someone discovered her when she was in her mid-40s. And since then, in fact, she's still alive today. She's retired from music, living in San Francisco. But since she signed that contract, she's released 12 albums, won a Grammy, won a Heritage Foundation Award. She's an absolute American treasure. And this is off her 1992 album, Queen Ida and her Zydeco Band in San Francisco, and it's the song Jambalaya.
On the Bible.
Mr. Saturday's dance. Would they crowded the floor? Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
That is Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington playing Don't Get Around Much Anymore off their 1961 album called The Great Summit. They brought Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington get together for this really classic recording session performing all of Duke Ellington's music. And I just thought that was an appropriate song these days in light of the global pandemic and social distancing. Don't Get Around Much Anymore seems like a pretty appropriate song to speak to what we all feel in our hearts. As I said at the top of the show, this whole episode is meant to celebrate graduates of the class of 2020, both high school and college, and what the heck, even middle school. If you graduated from something this year, I want to celebrate you in any way that I know how with this show. You work really hard for that degree, and it's a really special thing to be able to walk across that stage and be handed that diploma. It's a very cool ritual. We don't get that many rituals in our lives, so to lose one like that, that's a real big hit, but it does not diminish all the work and the sacrifice and the passion that you put into your education, and I just want to celebrate it with a giant New Orleans party that I'm throwing from Pocatello, Idaho. So we're moving this party along with Kid Ory. Kid Ory is a brilliant trombone player born in the late 1800s, discovered by Buddy Bolden, one of the very first jazz trumpet players, in fact, one of the very first jazz musicians, one of the innovators of the music. And then he started gigging and recording with Louis Armstrong. On one of those recording dates, they were one song short of a full album. And so Louis Armstrong looked around. He said, "Does anyone have a song?" Well, Kid Ory had just written a song. He was challenged by a friend to start writing music as opposed to just playing it. And he happened to have the manuscript with him. So he showed it to Louis, and Louis and his wife, Little Hardin Armstrong, worked it out, and they kind of rehashed it, and they recorded it right there on the spot. And as the producer asked what the song was called, the young Kid Ory didn't know what to say. And Little Hardin, again, Louis Armstrong's wife, Little Hardin Armstrong, looked at the producer and said, "It's called The Muskrat Ramble," and looked at Kid Ory and said, "Is that all right with you?" And Kid Ory said, "That's just fine with me." So here's Muskrat Ramble, re-recorded with his own ensemble, Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band. Thank you. Tuba Skinny with their song Say Cece off their 2020 album, Quarantine Album. So Tuba Skinny is a modern band, it's a contemporary band, and they're a busking street band. They've been around for about 10 years. Busking just means you're playing music on the street for tips. They perform constantly. There's a ton of YouTube videos of them playing on the streets of New Orleans, and they've developed quite the following through their just relentless performance schedule. Mostly on the streets in New Orleans, bit of a throwback band. And anytime you see them again on these YouTube videos, you'll see either 8 musicians or 10 musicians or 12. It seems like they have a whole group of musicians that they could just call at any time just for these gigs. A real fantastic band, super fun, really worth checking out. Tuba Skinny. We're going to change gears a little bit with some blues music. New Orleans, along with being known as the center for jazz and brass bands and funk and all this other stuff we've been listening to in Dixieland, they also have a real deep blues tradition, but of course unique to that area. And we're going to start with a song called Red Beans from the great Professor Longhair. Professor Longhair, traditional New Orleans blues musician. He had a great career in the 50s, and then right around the 1970s and 80s, there was this whole throwback movement of traditional and blues music coming out of New Orleans. And he had this whole second run of his career. And this is from that second run off a 1980 album called Crawfish Fiesta, Professor Longhair with Red Beans.
Thank you. gonna jack them old feet on Golly, what y'all tell them to?
That is Dr. John with Iko Iko off his 1972 album, Dr. John's Gumbo. Dr. John started as just a session musician in New Orleans. In fact, he got his start playing with Professor Longhair, who we heard just before that with Red Beans. After that, he moved to Los Angeles. He worked as a session player, playing piano for a bunch of pop and funk and rock hits before he reinvented himself as Dr. John with this flamboyant persona as this sort of like voodoo priest of some sorts with his unique vocal style and piano playing. You know, people used to joke he had such a rough voice that he could never make it as a singer. So maybe his entirely, his super successful career came entirely from as some sort of like dare with his friends. That's not history. It's just me speculating. All right, so we're moving on to some modern brass music, some modern funk brass music from New Orleans. This first one is from a wonderful musician named Trombone Shorty off his 2010 album, Back of Town. Man, he must have been 20 when he released this album. This is just an absolute kid phenom. He also was raised in a musical family just like the Nevilles. He grew up playing from the age of 4. He was marching around in parades and gigging and showing up at clubs at the age of 4 with a trombone. There's a bunch of really adorable pictures of Trombone Shorty playing. That's where he got his name, of course. And he really developed his own style. He merged all this traditional New Orleans march and brass music with modern funk and R&B, and you can really hear it on this song. This is Hurricane Season from his 2010 album, Back of Town, Trombone Shorty. That's the Rebirth Brass Band with the song I'm Walking off their 1989 album Feel Like Funkin' It Up. The Rebirth Brass Band started in the 80s by a bunch of high schoolers that wanted to combine the traditional marching band music of New Orleans with modern R&B and hip-hop and funk. And they really rose to prominence with a weekly gig at the Maple Leaf, which is a famous bar down there. And in fact, my wife, Erin Armstrong, who is also a professor of music at Idaho State University, she conducts the Civic Concert Band and the clarinet choir. She lived in New Orleans in the early aughts, 05, 06, somewhere in there. And she lived on a boat, actually. She worked on a circus boat playing music and working on modern theater, living off this boat. And they would go to the Maple Leaf very frequently. And what she would say about it is, you know, people would be losing their minds. They would be dancing up a trance to completely acoustic music. I mean, you see this band, you got a sousaphone, you got some trombones, some trumpets, a saxophone, and then a guy with a snare drum on his chest and another guy with a bass drum. There's no electric guitars, there's no electric basses, there's no turntables. And with this completely acoustic ensemble, she said people were losing their minds. And she just was so struck by how taken people can be with completely acoustic instruments, marching instruments, that is. And we had the good fortune to see them in Los Angeles when we were living there. And I'll tell you, she's completely right. There is nothing like that show. It is such a fantastic ensemble, and they put together such a high-octane, intense, stunning show, and everyone's just dancing like crazy. So we're going to end this show, this episode, with an absolute classic, and again, in dedication to the class of 2020. It's one of those songs, one of those absolute golden recordings that we get that touches people in every generation. And every time I hear it, I still get emotional. I just think it's a beautiful rendition from one of the finest musicians that ever walked the face of the earth, certainly in this country. This is the classic Louis Armstrong performance of What a Wonderful World. And congratulations, class of 2020. This is for you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That's it for today's episode of Don't Call It Jazz, the New Orleans Party Edition. all in celebration of the class of 2020. Congratulations, grads. It's a really huge accomplishment, and I hope you have time this summer to celebrate. Throw on a Zydeco record, throw on a funk record, a Louis Armstrong record, and celebrate your accomplishment with your loved ones. Thanks again to KISU for the show, and also to our brand new sponsor, ISU Credit Union, which is really cool because that's where myself and my family banks. So great to have you on board. Thanks for jumping on. You're listening to the theme song to Don't Call It Jazz, composed by myself, Jonathan Armstrong. I'm on saxophone on this recording, as well as piano and guitar. Everyone else in the ensemble are ISU music students, which is so cool. It's great to be here surrounded by such wonderfully talented students in the music department. Join me every first and last Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on KISU. That's 91.1 for locals and KISU.org for everyone else. Thank you and have a great night.